Well, welcome to another edition of Tweet Talk Tuesday. I'm Wayne Kelly, and joining me today, Kerry Wilkerson. And if you follow Twitter, you've seen her. She's the Barefoot Exec, and it's Barefoot_Exec. Kerry, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Wayne, for having me. Appreciate it.
We're just laughing because first time I talked to you, we were talking about snow in Texas, and now in Texas, no snow, but 105.
105 degrees, so it's never dull. We have two seasons, hot and cold.
Okay. Anybody who knows you as the Barefoot Executive. You're building your empire using social media. And Kerry, you were the first person that I really heard about that was doing this. How long did it take you to become this overnight success?
Well, how long do we have to talk about this? I've been working at home for almost 13 years. But I have been the Barefoot Executive, had that brand for, August 2007 is when I started that brand. Okay. So hasn't quite been 4 years. However, I didn't get into social media until a year later. So August of 2008, I guess, is when I became active on just one platform, and that was Twitter, and then have adopted the others just kind of because I had to, because my audience dictated that I did. But still, Twitter is my favorite, and Twitter is where I'm most prevalent there. So I would say our audience grew pretty quickly there, but I've been tweeting now, I guess, for almost 3 years, have over 100,000 followers and pretty good reach there.
What do you like about it?
You know, what I like is that I can be proactive with it. I don't get sucked in. It's hit and run. It's like the water cooler at the office. Like you get up, you go get a drink of water, you couple of sentences to whoever's there while they're there, and then you go back and do what you're going to do. And it's short. It's a short format, like texting. So there's only so many characters. So for verbose people like me, it calls for brevity. And I like that it's quick moving. I like that I can identify people by pictures, by profiles, those kind of things. And I don't get sucked into all the rabbit holes like I do in Facebook.
They draw you away, do they?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Facebook is this incredible vacuum. It just sucks you in, and I have to resist that. I have an addictive personality, I have a distractive personality, and I have a busy life, so I can't go live on Facebook. I'm just in and out, hit and run. It's a hit and run medium. That's what I love about it.
Okay, now we're going to dive into that. I mean, you say you have a busy life. I think that is a little bit of an understatement because, I don't know, I'm following you on Twitter. Well, you're in London, then all of a sudden you're in New York, and then you're in Texas, and it's all hours of the night. You seem to be working all the time, yet you have, three children?
Four
children. Mm-hmm. You got a husband at home. Mm-hmm. How do you do it?
Yeah, I've been married 19 years to Mr. Barefoot, and he works full-time with me. He's the CFO. He handles the money. I told him, I can make it if you can manage it. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to have to touch it once it gets here. Four kids ranging in age from 4 to almost 16, and very involved with my church, my community, and my extended family. My brothers and parents and I are very close. So I'm a busy girl. I do travel some for business. I'm a speaker, I'm an author, and a trainer. Twitter, that's the other thing I love about Twitter, though, is that it can seem like I'm there all the time. But, for instance, I could be tweeting while you and I are here on the phone, and it doesn't mean that I'm doing Twitter to the exclusion of everything else. I think that you do Twitter as an inclusion of other stuff that you're doing. So when I'm uploading or downloading or in the line at the grocery store or at the post office, I can tweet from my phone. It's just kind of little updates. You know, I kind of encapsulated it a few weeks ago when I said, Twitter gives me permission to talk out loud to myself.
It's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, it gives me, so like I'll be walking through the airport and go, yeah. Oh, good grief. And so something that might be, you know, not appropriate to say out loud or that you don't know anybody in the airport to say it yeah. to. My people on Twitter will understand what I mean when I say, note to self, the filter goes before the coffee grounds. You know, I mean, just yeah. little things like that make them feel included, make them feel part of your world, whether you're in business or not in business. It's just kind of a fun little way, those little asides, you know, those yeah. little things that you want to say out loud. It gives you permission without looking like the crazy one.
So you've been in business now for 13 years?
13 years at home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's building your own coaching business and working as an exec, obviously?
Well, I've been an executive. I had executive income that whole time, but really when I first started, it was a service business. It was a virtual service business. I created templated newsletters for people in the sales industry.
Really?
And then, I know, isn't that crazy? So that was a service business. I didn't start out to be a trainer, coach, consultant, author, speaker, any of that. It all evolved because of my success in other businesses. People wanted to know, what are you doing? How do we do that? How do we balance it? How do we motivate ourselves? Where do we find leads? What resources are you using? What community are you part of? And so I formed this online community, the Barefoot Executive, and we just struck a nerve, apparently, because now we have this crazy, great, loyal community. And it's led to a book, you know, we're being nationally published and all kinds of speaking tours and all that kind of stuff.
What do you say the secret is for success to others? Is it about being active for a long amount of time? What does it take to be successful these days?
I think the secrets to success are the same as the secrets to, and I'm going to stomp on a few toes here, probably the same as the secrets to any relationship or marriage. You know, people say, well, you know, marriage is different than parenting. Well, the difference is you can't divorce your kids, really. I mean, they're stuck with you,
yeah.
But you have to wake up and decide every day to be in business. You have to wake up with the realization that if I don't make money, I don't eat. So I think it's like the same with my marriage. I wake up and decide to be married every day, whether I'm feeling it or not. I make a decision that I'm going to stay. I make a decision that I'm going to put my best effort, you know, and that we're going to work on that together. So, yeah, there are some parallels with that. But with business, I think that primarily in North America, we're just not hungry enough. We're not desperate enough. We're not broke enough. We're not flat on our back enough.
Mm-hmm.
The skeptic that would say, well, you hear all these stories about he's living in his car, he was broke, he was hungry. Yeah, not everybody has a story like that. Well, the truth is, those are the people that are most motivated to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I was over 6 figures in debt, 100 pounds heavier than I am now, 2 small children, 1 with special needs, and just super depressed. I mean, yeah, there's a reason. Some of us have to hit bottom first. And I think maybe that's why more people aren't doing more in their business, because they're not desperate enough. They're comfortable being uncomfortable.
I can't encourage people to find you, follow you, experience you enough. The Twitter account is Barefoot Exec. I had the thrill of going through your Fill Your Stadium, and just the amount of content and the real person that you are is unbelievable to me. I have not found any coaches who even come close to what you're able to do, and the amount of personality you give to every person, and you don't even know that you're touching these people's lives. You just put things out and you truly affect people, and I really appreciate you, and I thank you for everything.
Wow, thanks, Wayne. I appreciate that. And let me give everybody a tip, too. If you really want to leverage social media, get your own domains. Like, I use twitterbarefoot.com that points to my Twitter profile so that people don't have to remember what my handle is. They can just go to twitterbarefoot.com, facebookbarefoot.com, youtubebarefoot.com, and you can find me at all those places on those social networking sites. I just love it. But my favorite is barefootexecutive.tv. That's my online channel, barefootexecutive.tv.
All right, and we'll send them there. Carrie, thank you very much.
Thanks, Wayne. I always appreciate it. Bye-bye, everybody.
Well, that's it for another edition of Tweet Talk Tuesday. I'm Wayne Kelly. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next week with another tweeter making a difference on Twitter.